Ooh, let's get this new and improved meeting into session. Notice how that bell didn't drag on? Yeah, well, that is because a few weeks ago I realized that the original bell sound effect was still in the anchor site, so I decided to stick with the longer bell sound until I finished redesigning everything else. And now, instead of the 9-second bell, we're back to 4 seconds. Happy? 'Cause I certainly think it'll be good in terms of attention span. Next is the new profile picture. It certainly looks better, especially since the original one was just a picture I found online with a font and colors that I thought and still do think are cool. So instead, I designed 7 new pictures and ran a poll on my Instagram at dark_night_wolves. But the problem with that is that practically none of my followers there actually listen to the podcast. And I personally didn't think the winning picture looked all that good. So instead, I asked one of my amazing coworkers, who I know listens to my podcast, shouted to him, "Jay, you are absolutely amazing." And I personally agree with his choice. Now that image is the new profile picture and design for the thumbnails of the episodes. I've also used the image and turned it into thumbnails for the episodes on YouTube, as well as a new monthly stats update thumbnail. Words. So, I bet some of you are wondering, why did you decide to do a redesign? Well, as I'm sure some of you have noticed, the original had a little white bar below it, and that is because I lost the original image at some point, so I had to screenshot it from another episode and was too lazy to edit it out. Then, like 2 months later, I found the actual design without the white block, but I didn't change it out because, once again, I was too lazy. But I've also been wanting to change the picture for a bit, but also always decided against it because I didn't have any confidence in my own design skills. So I stuck with that one. But now the podcast has grown quite a bit over the months, so I figured that a more professional change was necessary. Plus, since I've started my own publishing company, I'd like to have the two be connected. For the episode thumbnails, I've also added the CWC logo in the corner. Now there is a more appealing design, and I've officially associated the CWC Ventures. For anyone who's not completely sure, CWC means Creative Writing Club. All right, next up, what can we expect from the change? In terms of episode lengths and formats, I'm currently too busy with other things in life to do massive changes, but I would like things to remain professional slash fun, though I think reformatting the description of the episodes would be a good idea. Perhaps even include a few helpful resources, though I'm not sure what type of resources they'd be. I'm stuck between mental health and writing resources, like grammar teaching videos and such. Will there be a change in terms of when episodes will be posted? No. There will be a new podcast episode every week, Sunday at 12 p.m., just like with what it says on the thumbnails and profile photo. The monthly stats updates will be up on the 3rd of every month, though they may be uploaded earlier or later, depending on my schedule. Where can we find the podcast? Currently, you're able to find the Creative Writing Club podcast, I believe, wherever you get your podcasts. Even a simple search of Creative Writing Club podcast or Portia Aubrey will lead you to a few sites where my podcast is located. I also have a link tree in the description of every episode, which has links to all the sites that I'm aware my podcast is located on. Though every few months I find a new site with my podcast, so the list is ever growing. And I believe that is all in terms of questions that I can think of. If you have any more, then I will add a Q&A option for the Spotify listeners, where you'll be able to ask them. I will answer them at the end of my next episode if I receive any. Follow at CWC Publishing on Twitter. Check out my novels Death Chill, Flame Rip, and Arctic Blaze on Amazon and Kobo, link in description. Check out the Creative Writing Club Discord server in description. Check out the Creative Writing Club Instagram at creativewriting_club. Check out my personal Instagram at dark_night_wolves. In time to bring this gorgeous, beautifully remodeled new meeting to an end.